And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. Hey, having a great time talking fish with Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. A lot of great stories here from this year and the coming year.
You're not kidding, man. And talk about a great guy to have in here. What a season the Pacific Queen had. And we're looking forward to talking Colinette. And we're going to keep talking all this great fishing, yellowfin, bluefin, all this great stuff going on. And we're talking about, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, it's been a very busy morning. And all of the phones are packed solid because everybody wants to talk to Drew. But there's going to be plenty of shots in the second hour. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. That's our toll-free number. Again, 877-792-1090. And as soon as a call drops off, that's going to be your shot to get through. And, boy, not only are we talking fishing, talking fun, and talking the Pacific Queen, we're giving away an awesome prize. And thanks again to Drew. One of our lucky callers is going to get to go fishing on one of those great wintertime Colinette day-and-a-half trips aboard the Pacific Queen starting up in January. And if you're not the lucky winner, like Pete was saying, the trips are already up on the website. And they do. They all filled up last year, and a great time to get your spot now. Get it done. Get your prime weekend where you know that you want to go. Shots to book up right now at pacific-queensportfishing.com and also fishermanslanding.com. Shots to jump on the website. But if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show, you're going fishing for free.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about we jump in? And the first time, we're going to talk to Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Brian.
Drew, I'm ashamed to say I've never fished the Queen before, but definitely to do. As far as the Colinette, what size on the lead? 8 ounce, 16 ounce, 24 ounce. You know, depending on current. What ranges do we need to bring?
Yeah, I'd say.
And
eight.
Ricky, and then Ricky, were you guys able to get Mark Mills and the new Daiwas, the new Star Drags for Tackle Day? Just a whole field touch pre-order.
So is Mark Mills going to be at Tackle Days in the Daiwa booth?
Daiwa will definitely be represented at Tackle Days. Whether it will be Mark Mills or Scott Nagel, I don't know. I don't know who.
Maybe both.
Yeah, hopefully both. And definitely no problem on pre-orders of any of their new reels. We have full stock on everything that Daiwa has. Really, really good deals. Daiwa is one of those ones that was some of the better price that we were not mentioning on the show, but some really good deals.
But you're letting it out now.
Yeah. Well, Doug's not here. I'm not going to get in trouble. Doug was sitting across from us yesterday. So, yeah, pre-order, no problem on all the new stuff, and all the deals will be held. And like Doug was saying, if there's any deal from Tackle Day that the product runs out of, we will take an order and special order anything in, and we will honor every deal from Tackle Day that is a current item. You know, closeouts and things that are, you know, once they're gone, that is what it is. But anything that we offer as a deal, if we happen to run out on Tackle Days, we'll always honor it with a special order.
Very nice. And lead, what kind of lead you bringing?
Yeah, I'd say 8 to 16 ounces is what you want. 8 is probably going to be as light as you're ever going to go. I mean, sometimes you probably get away with a 6-ounce lead, but mostly it's going to be 8 to 16 ounces. You know, morning time, it's easily going to be 8, 10, and 12s, and then afternoon is going to be probably 16 ounce the whole time.
No more than 16, though.
I mean, you can. Don't necessarily need it. I would say 16 is about as much as you probably ever need. But, I mean, like I said, you know, some of our best areas for drifting caught is pretty deep. So if it gets any sort of breeze or any sort of current where we're moving, you know, 16 ounces doesn't seem like a lot eventually. But, yeah.
Yeah, but what about yo-yo jigs and flat falls? The heavier flat falls and the heavier yo-yo jigs?
You know, seemed like last year at the beginning, the full-size 7X was working really well.
Okay.
I don't think we caught one on a flat fall. I can't tell you for sure, but mostly like the yo-yo style. So I think the big 7X was the go-to last year, you know, early on. And then, you know, 6X juniors and the tatty ones that are
big jigs.
Yeah.
Big and heavy.
Yeah. There
you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Kenny and Wildomar, you're up next. Kenny Miramesa, excuse me. Kenny, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I wanted to ask you, how many hooks can you fish in Mexico?
You can fish three. Three.
And that's, three?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That's different than U.S. waters. It's two in U.S. waters.
Yes, two here, it's three there. And we usually recommend guys just fish with two. I mean, or even one. I mean, you start fishing with three, and it gets to be sometimes a kind of a mess, you know,
yeah.
Especially with a bunch of people on the rail. You
don't
know, drop.
Need to.
It's good fishing.
Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, you know, you don't need, well, you don't need three.
Yeah.
but, you can legally fish with three.
And if you're using like a jig or something as you're, like if you put a jack's jig on the bottom, that counts as a number three.
Yeah.
When you go to Mexico to the Colnet trips, do you need the FMM?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Because you're fishing within 15 miles.
Yeah, and that's important to note. So you have to have a passport. The permit is built into the price, so there's no extra expenses. You know, once you get down there, it's just you pay your ticket price. It covers your Mexican permit and your FMM. But if you don't have a passport, you're not getting on the boat.
You're not getting on the boat.
Yeah, and if you sign up and you show up without a passport, you're going to lose your deposit.
You're going to lose your deposit.
So
yeah.
Bring a
passport.
And it
says clearly right there when you sign up, you must have a passport.
Yeah, and
or a passport card. I might add, if you don't have a passport or you do have a passport and you don't have a passport card, get one.
Totally.
It makes it so much easier.
And it's easy. I mean, I live in San Diego, so we have a passport office. It's really easy for us to go down and get it. I ran the first trip last year. I think it was the first or the second, and I was scrambling around looking for my passport. I had one, but I couldn't find it. So on the 23rd, I went down to the office, signed everything up. I got it on the 26th.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can get it fast. I mean, I had to pay a little bit extra to get it faster, but it's easy to do. And I think for anybody that's fishing San Diego from now on, they just need to have a passport or
yes.
passport card. I know for us, you know, this last year, we do a lot of 2.5-day trips. We do, you know, a fair amount of 3-day trips. And we haven't, these last couple of years, except we're on a few of them, you know, made people bring a passport, you know, because we just decided, okay, we're just going to fish offshore. But I think this upcoming year, we're going to make them all passport required. Just so we have, you know, there's, you know, times where either fishing on, you know, offshore fishing is so good that you have such a good day, you want to go do something different,
yeah.
or it's not good enough. And there's good coastal fishing. So, you know, we've always been able to have that option in the past to fish the coast on a longer trip. But, you know, the last couple of years, because of the passport thing and the FMM thing is, you know, people are still trying to get used to it. And I think this coming year that's going to be you got to have a passport. So maybe not necessarily on our day and a half offshore trips, but on our multi-day trips, they're going to be passport required. So at least if you want to fish with us on a longer trip, you're going to have it anyway.
And today's
day
and age,
it's a good call.
You should have it.
Yeah.
How often do you run into a situation where somebody can't go on the trip today that does because they don't have a passport?
I mean, you would be surprised. I mean, I got a call pretty much almost every trip last year.
Really?
Yeah, that one or two guys either forgot it or didn't realize that they needed it.
Come on, man. Just let me slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and that's why the passport card is so cool. It's like a driver's license. You put it in your wallet.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't have to remember your passport.
Yeah, well,
I got mine with me right now.
Yeah. Now I don't lose mine because I keep the card in my wallet and I keep the passport in a safe spot. So, you know, whereas before I just had the passport and you know I'm a mess with that stuff. There's stuff everywhere.
You don't remember if it's on the front seat of your car, if it's at home in your safe, or if it's on the boat.
I eventually found it, and I found it in an old logbook that I had put in my bookcase.
Yeah.
So.
So just
that's a good call.
So and we've talked about this many, many times. We've harped on it. Just so you understand the rules, if you're flying, you need a passport. You
Correct.
Need a paper passport.
Yeah.
But if you're crossing on land or you're crossing on water, passport card is sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, when I went to Guadalupe, I brought my passport card, left my passport at home.
Perfect.
Just kept it in my wallet. Didn't need to forget it.
If you and if you're purchasing a new passport or renewing a passport and you're adding the card, I think it's only like $30 or $40 to get it. And for the convenience, no brainer.
It's a nice thing.
And like Drew was saying, yes, if you need to get one in a super hurry, they charge you a little bit more. But even that, it's not an astronomical amount. I mean, it's not hundreds of dollars more. I mean, that's the beauty of being in San Diego is we have an issuing agency in San Diego. I mean, where they
There's
make it.
There's one in L.A. too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went there on the 23rd, and so it was pretty packed for people that had missed their flights to go somewhere for Christmas, and still it was quick. It wasn't a big deal at all. I you know.
23rd of December.
December, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you still had it in 3 days.
Yeah, I had it in 3 days.
Yeah, indeed.
But some guys were getting them the next day.
The next day.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Lou? Lou's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Drew. Hey, you guys, there was an article in the Pacific Coast Sports Fishing Magazine, and I heard about it from being down in that area where we fish at, about the confrontation or the meeting of minds between the commercial fisher, the long range and the local pangueros about the hogging the high spots, and that the problem is going up to Kamalu and Colonet. Is that going to impact the winter fishing for you guys?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, I've never been to Colonet and seen more than one local fisherman, and we've never had a problem. You know, I know that breaker thing is, you know, it's close to land, close to a port down there, and people, you know, they go right out there to fish. So I can sort of get why that's a little bit more of a problem, but we don't have issues usually up where we're fishing. Not to mention that Colonet's, I think, 11 miles off the coast. So, it's a little farther for the local guys to go, and it's far from a port.
You're not anchoring, mostly drift fishing?
Mostly drift fishing, yeah. I mean, sometimes we're anchoring, but, you know, that fish is moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, it's part of the reason for a heavy jig is so when you stop, you get down quickly.
Yeah. Sure. And if it's blowing and you're
moving
fast.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
For sure. Hey, Lou, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Dan. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to get a recommendation for what to bring as far as rods, reels, and test line for Colonet.
You know, your stock setup is going to be 40 pound, so I would say maybe a 7.5 foot rod, and a 40 pound setup that's probably half filled with Spectra. I don't think you want it filled to the brim with Spectra, and then a little bit of mono because there are going to be tangles, and if you're in a Spectra tangle, it's going to be much harder to get out of. So I'd say about half filled with Spectra and half with mono and 40 pound. 40 pound will get you through the whole day. You could bring one rod and get through the whole day with just 40 pound.
Tangles are going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean,
and certainly easier to get out of it and not have to cut off your Spectra.
Yeah, the problem with Spectra, you know, there's not a problem with Spectra. Spectra is a great product and it works well for so many things, but you know, sometimes I think guys, you know, they get in that mindset of, oh, we should just fish a short top shot. Sometimes you got to think about, like, where you're fishing and who you're going to be fishing with, how many people. Guys get in Spectra tangles, and they spend the entire stop, trying to get out of that Spectra tangle. Well, if you have mono, a lot of guys are willing just to cut it off and start over. You can still fish that stop. And so that's where we find the biggest problem. Obviously, it, you know, provides so many benefits with, fishing a bait and be able to fish a bait better because the bait has more room to move, but we're not doing that down there. We're fishing lead and iron, so you know, definitely having more mono is beneficial. You got to have the Spectra because we're fishing deep, you know, so you got to have that so you can fish
capacity.
Yeah, for line capacity, but definitely, you know, beneficial to have some mono, especially on a boat that carries so many people.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's find out what's biting out there. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning. I'm back in California. Back to reality.
No, I thought there was trouble around, you know?
Yes, I am. But it sounds like we left the tuna biting up here, and it sounds like they're still biting from the guys I'm talking to. There's a good volume of fish out there off the east end of San Clemente Island, and it's mixed with some bigger grade bluefin also, and there's some bluefin up on the west end of Clemente, I was told yesterday by one of my private boater buddies. So that tuna fishing thing's still going on. Here we are going into November, and we're still talking about yellowfin tuna in Southern California, so you guys just got to get out there. I looked at a lot of the sport boat counts yesterday. It seemed like everybody had their fair sample of that nice yellowfin out there. So you guys, and there's also yellowtail at San Clemente Island, Catalina still, lots of big bonita at Catalina up the back side of the island. There's been some good scores of that bigger grade bonita for some of my private boat buddies that were telling me about it yesterday. On the troll, they're getting it on the troll in like 90 to 120 feet of water, and it's that 5 to 8-pound bonita. It's fun to catch, fun for the kids, and it's great for lobster bait. Lobster fishing at Catalina is still very, very good in the shallow water from what I've been told. I haven't been there for 2 weeks, but I got to believe that it's just how I left it when I left. It's been, the key's been that shallow water this year, guys, up and down the front side of that island. Also on the coast, the key's been shallow water from what I've talked to some of the commercial fishermen. They said that it's been very, very good in the shallow waters for some of the really good lobster guys. So you might want to check that out. I will be down there in San Diego next Saturday doing this, my lobster seminar with Rick down there. So I'll give you guys a few more of my secrets if you show up. I think it's going to be at 9:30 or something like that.
The Dave Hansen show with lobsters. Now you're going to have, like, little prop lobsters that you're going to be dancing with, like Caracas or something like that?
Right, exactly. You know, Kelly's going to put on a little lobster suit and dance around on stage up there for me.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, that's not going to be fair to all the other guys that are giving away seminars at that time. You'll steal all the people.
That's usually how it happens anyway.
Dave, we're really excited to have you. I know you've been working with Promar quite a bit, and we're really pumped to have you at Tackle Days, and I know it's not an easy thing to come down there, but we really appreciate you put on an awesome show and a really good seminar, and we're really proud to have you, man. We're really excited.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Rick. I'm ready to come down there and show you guys what's going on. I know most people don't need any help, but those that do, I will be there giving away some secrets. So,
you know what time that seminar is?
The first round of seminars, which should be right around 9:30.
Okay.
So 9:30 in the morning, maybe I can stop by and see you guys before you go off the air on the show, and then we'll get ready to do our deal.
Sounds good, Dave. Appreciate a great report, as always. And beautyoffishdope.com is you're always able to keep up with all the good information that's going on up and down the beach. And, you know, this time of year when there's less people on the water and there's less of a network, it's so nice that we can hop right onto Fish Dope and find out what's going on anywhere up and down the coast.
Yeah,
exactly, and that's kind of how I kept track of what was going on while I was down in Mexico. I go right on Fish Dope, and it lets me know what's happening, and then I call some of my buddies and ask if they got into the bite. Now, Danny and those, and Jason and Ollie, they keep a really good tab on what's going on, guys. It's super important to be a part of that, especially this time of year when you don't have 20 of your buddies out there fishing every day.
Exactly.
And they have all your buddies on Fish Dope, and one membership, 1 year, save $20 right now using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. You reduce that membership cost by $20. It's $169 normally. You get it for $149 for an entire year of fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll come with you on your boat and help you learn how to use all those cool electronics you bought. Or you can call me and I can get you on a beautiful 65-foot Hatteras, and we'll do charter on there for you. Whatever you guys want, whatever you're looking for, I meet you at whatever level you're looking at.
Awesome, Dave. We appreciate that. Great report, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday at Tackle Days.
Absolutely, and keep an eye on Fish Dope because Kelly and I are on our way out of the harbor right now to go catch some bass, so we'll let you know what happens.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for the call. Again, that catch report, fishdope.com report, was sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. The Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep your live bait alive. With the perfect bend, your bait swims harder and longer, and you get bit. They also come with that super strong, solid one-piece ring. You can get Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store.
And I also want to add in there on our trip to Guadalupe, you know, that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook with the ring.
Yes.
You know, that sardine is so small. And, yeah, it for a 100-pound tuna, yeah, the hook's a little small. But
you know
I
what?
Had no issues.
Yeah, there you go.
I
you
got
pulled
a lot
hard.
Of fish on that boat. I pulled really hard. I put a lot of drag on it. I had no issues. Everyone was in the corner of the mouth, and it got bit.
That's rad. Yeah. And that's a difference maker. There's little nuances when it's tougher conditions that can make the difference between getting a bite or getting several bites throughout the day. And your bait swimming better is a huge one. And the right hook is a major, major deal when it comes to that.
No doubt about it. So get those Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Captain Drew Carr, the Pacific Queen. We're talking fishing, talking fun. And if you want to talk with us, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number or toll free at 877-792-1090.
Giving away a day and a half Colonet trip thanks to Drew on the Pacific Queen coming this January, February. Drew will be running starting in January. What's the first date?
Whatever the first weekend is.
Yeah, first weekend of January.
Yeah, and if we get our stuff done.
Are they all weekend oriented, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, and there's a Monday holiday in January, and there's a Monday holiday. I think one's like Martin Luther King Day, and one's President's Day, in February. So we do a Sunday night, Monday, to fish Monday, get in Tuesday morning.
So two trips that weekend.
Yeah, and then if it's you know, what we want it to be, and there's a lot of interest, and we'll open it up even more. And we might even do a couple trips in December, but as of now, it's just going to start in January and go from there.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
They're jam-packed. We're going to start it off with John, who's called us from Bonzel this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here again here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Drew, I went out on the Pet Queens summer, and I had a beautiful bunk. It was number 40, right where I needed it. I could put it back down. The only complaint I had, replace the pad.
Yeah, well, actually, the guys are...
Oh, man. I'm telling you, there must have been some big guys who sat on that pad.
Actually, the guys, they're getting them wrapped up right now, and we're going to get them all, well, at least the ones that need it, redone this winter. That was one of the goals.
Part of the project.
Yeah, so No, we're on it. We know what you're talking about, so that'll be taken care of this winter.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Small price to pay for Cal Bluefin tunas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to Kevin. He's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question for Drew is, how many different places do you drip down calling it?
Well, I mean, it's one bank, so it's, you know, I think it's about, I don't know how big it is. It's probably 2 miles, maybe a mile and a half or so. And then maybe a mile or half mile wide. You know, we drift all different places all over. I couldn't tell you exactly how many different places. Some guys go down there, stop the boat, and just drift over the bank all day. You know, so we have some little areas that we like to fish that, you know, have been good to us in the past. But, you know.
It's a big zone, though, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of different
yeah,
places.
Yeah, it's fairly big. It could support a lot of boats. There's a lot of different area to fish. I couldn't tell you exactly how many different waypoints I have on my plotter, but you know, you can basically just stop right on the high spot and drift all day. You know, as long as you're within, you know, in about 300 feet of water or less, you could scratch and claw at all sorts of different stuff. Just if you want to get that quality, you got to pinpoint areas a little more precisely. But yeah, it's a big kind of area to fish the bottom.
There you go.
Fishing there for a number of years now too. I mean, both back when you were on the Apollo and now with the Pacific Queen, and you guys have definitely put the effort into it, and I think the success shows, you know, after years and years, like you say, there's a reason you guys do so good. You put a lot of effort into those trips, and you fish it year after year. It's not like, well, we're going to throw something on board because there's some good yellowtail fishing. So, I mean, you and Gavin and all the guys on the boat have put a lot of work into calling it, really figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big place, and it could be a daunting place. I mean, some guys go down there and try for yellowtail, and then they just leave. You know, they go somewhere else to fish a rockfish because it can be one of those places that if you don't work at it really hard or even if, you know, maybe you don't know it, it can be definitely it's a stressful place to fish because there is a lot of area. So, but, you know, it's been good to us. And, yeah, I fished there a bunch, so I kind of feel like I know it fairly well, especially for rockfish. And, you know, it's how we do it.
There you
go.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a local – that's a toll-free line.
Toll-free.
877-792-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through.
Chuck in Long Beach. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Drew, I was wondering, as far as, like, bringing kids out on the Queen, what kind of accommodations are there? Do you have staterooms for, like, father's sons or father's daughters? And then what's the freeboard like on the boat as far as how high we're talking deck to rail to where, you know, they may have an issue getting up to it or something?
Yeah, well, from deck to rail, it's actually pretty low. It's probably 3.5 feet, so it's actually pretty, you know, user-friendly for a child. And then we do have 5 staterooms. They're 2-man staterooms, so... you know, they got that going for you. You could, you know, have a stateroom with just your son or daughter. And, yeah, you know, you can, we've had kids as young as probably 6, maybe even 5. Just, you know, basically depends on how mature they are, how much you want to be helping them compared to, you know, fishing. The crew, you know, loves kids, so they're definitely super helpful with kids. But, you know, just, it's more about you and how much, you know, how much you feel like they can be kind of on their own and just get use the crew's help, or how much you want to, you know, be helping them just, you know, rather than fishing.
How does that work with reserving a bunk or reserving a stateroom or something like that if you're going on a trip?
Yeah, it's just first come, first serve, and most people don't know that you can reserve a stateroom or a bunk.
Okay.
So, you know, most guys just get down to the landing and then get assigned whatever. But if you you know, want a stateroom and you want it on a certain trip, then just call the landing, tell them you'd like a certain stateroom or a certain bunk, and they'll set you up.
They'll try and accommodate
you.
Yeah.
Which, again, all the more reason, if you're thinking about doing that Colinette trip and thinking about booking early, if you called today, you're probably going to have your pick of the spot. Like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going with my son. I want this to be a big deal. I want to make sure we have our own room. Just call the guys at the landing.
Yeah.
I want to book the first weekend in January. I want to book the third weekend in January, and we'd like the two of us to have a room.
Yeah, and it, like I said, it's first come, first serve. So we don't charge any more for it. It's just whoever reserves it first gets it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next we talk to Kenny calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. I hadn't been down to Colinette for quite a while. I was my question was about your permits and the you know, passports and stuff like that. But well, I remember we had a little problem with the squid down there, giant squids, you know, which is a no-take. fishing roller in the morning in the dark. Do you guys ever have that problem?
I mean, we haven't had a squid problem down there the last few years. We have in the past had squid problems. You just deal with it. You know, some we have never had an issue where the squid was so bad that we couldn't catch fish. Sometimes you gotta move a lot more than maybe you want to. Like you fish one spot and you get a nice haul on rockfish and lingcods, you know, on your first drift, and then the second drift it's straight squid. So you might need to they might chase you around a little bit, but it's never like affected us where we couldn't catch.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, Mongo in Wisconsin, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mongo.
Hey, I have an idea. I want to run by you guys. I was down there the other day, the landing, and I noticed that the seal problem has not gotten any better. It seemed like there's more seals now than there were when I was a kid. I was thinking when they have seals and they release them back into the wild after their rehabilitation, what if they neuter them or spade them and do that throughout the, have a program to do that on a regular basis?
I would call the Humane Society of the United States and run that idea by them.
Yeah, see how that goes. Let us know how that works.
Really like that one. Yeah.
Great
okay,
idea, but not sure really that's going to work.
One. Yeah, yeah. I'm in. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, well, good for sure. You know, and I got to say, it's amazing. There was I was reading the article we talked earlier about in the San Diego Tribune by Bryce Miller, great writer about the Bisbee and the great victories for the San Diego Captains and such like that. But while I was reading the paper this morning, there was another article, and it just shows you how whacked out some of these environmentalists are. They're now concerned because the population of orcas in the San Juan Islands has dropped to 80 instead of 100. Now, first of all, these are migratory whales, and how can they say that there's only 100 whales in this zone? Maybe there's some local, but the reason, and they want to destroy all the dams on the Salmon River to let the salmon go back up and spawn, and that's why the orcas are dying, is because because of these dams and the lack of salmon in the San Juan Islands. It's like. And these are people that call themselves scientists. I mean, anybody can call themselves scientists. I'm a scientist.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, I took science class.
I mean,
come on.
How whacked out are these people?
Yeah, pretty crazy,
man. Come on. That was like and they actually printed that. It's like, come on, really? Okay. Whatever. Just had to make a comment.
Hey, man, I get you.
Yeah, for sure.
Some crazy people out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Bruce calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question was, you were talking about some deep drops. How deep are you talking?
I would say the deepest we're going to be fishing is probably 300 to maybe around 400. It's probably about as deep as we're going to go. Maybe potentially slightly deeper, but that would be about as deep as we're going to get. And we'd probably start off anywhere from, 200 feet would be about as shallow as we're going to fish rockfish. Actually, when we're fishing yellowtail, we're fishing in about 180 feet of water, so 160 to 180 feet of water. So you can, some guys, don't want to, fish a yo-yo iron. It's just too much work or just don't want to do it. So they'll just fish dropper loop and they'll catch plenty of rockfish. They might have their, half their limit or close to it by the time we're done fishing yellowtail. So, but 300 to 400 is probably about as deep as we're going.
How deep will you see yellowtail out there? Like, do you ever, incidentally catch yells when you're out targeting rockfish off the edges?
Yeah. Sometimes the high spot is where you're going to look, right?
Right.
That's going to be the spot that you're going to look for them. But they're, sometimes they're at the bottom end of the bank, in deeper water. Sometimes they're off the edge somewhere. They're not just necessarily.
Sure.
Anchored on that high spot. That's just basically,
point.
We're gonna drive to the high spot first and look around there, and then look around the other high spot, and then we're gonna, drive around looking for rockfish. And if we see, yellowtail, we're gonna stop and fish yellowtail. So they're all over the. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're right on that high spot.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into them and talk to Ed, calling from Mira Mesa. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Ed.
Hi, guys.
My questions are for Captain Drew there. On a spider hitch on a dropper loop, how many turns do you go on that, and what is the length of the loop on that, and do you cut that to make a single for that loop?
Well, I don't do a spider hitch. I just do like a normal, I guess it'd be what, a uni to uni dropper loop setup. I guess it's basically what it is.
We've always just called it a dropper loop. Just that,
yeah.
That is the knot.
And you know, when you're fishing rockfish, you're probably going to have it has to be, you know, you're going to fish it pretty short, maybe 4 to 6 inches, something like that. I have tied a spider hitch before, but I can't think off the top of my head how many turns it is. Probably what?
Four to six.
Yeah, 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. There you go. So.
So is a spider hitch okay for that? I mean, can you use that knot for yellows and that too?
Yeah, you can fish, well, for sure for yellowtail. I think it's geared more for like a bigger game fish. And if you're going to fish it, you know, like a sardine on a spider hitch, you're probably going to make your leader a little bit longer. So probably instead of like 4 to 6 inches for a, you know, a cod, maybe like 6 to 10 inches, something like that.
So this would be hard to describe on the radio, but on a dropper loop style knot, the strength in one of those knots is going in the same direction that the barrel is going. So on a dropper loop knot for rockfish, the strength is going straight up and down. So you don't have as much strength going out the middle, which is where your hook is tied. But when you're catching reds and lingcods and things that aren't necessarily pulling crazy hard, you know, it's fine. And when you're tying multiple hooks in a line, you need this strength going up and down because you have a hook down below. Just kind of think of it as a tag in on a spider hitch or a rose knot or a surgeon, something like that. The barrel is pointing from your main line to your hook, and then you're tying your sinker on the tag end. So I know it's kind of hard to think about on the radio, but when you tie your dropper loop knot, if you look at it, the strength is always going in the same direction that the barrels are pointing, not the way that the tag end is coming off. So bigger fish like a yellow or a sea bass or something like that, that's when you're better off with like a spider hitch or a rose knot or something like that, where the strength is pointing the same direction as the wraps. Where rockfish, it's much cleaner and easier to tie the loops. And sure, it's not as strong of a knot, but when you're fishing cods, you're not pulling that hard. You just need to be able to lift them up off of the bottom.
Although I've caught some big yellowtail on just a dropper loop knot.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's like one of those things, you know, I've used the spider
totally.
Hitch knot, but I haven't used it as often. But, you know, I've caught plenty of big fish on a dropper loop knot, so it's like... And it's clean. It looks clean. It seems like, you know, your whole leader looks better like that. So
that's like a perfection loop. Like they always say, a perfection loop is such not a good knot because it's not strong and it's only whatever on the machine. It's only 70% and this, that, and the other. But every single big fish caught by every local Mexican captain in the history of fish and pongs in Mexico has caught on a perfection loop. So, you know, as long as it's tied right and it holds, that's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah,
indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Tom calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question's for Drew. On the day-and-a-half trip, are meals included, and what are the meals on the day-and-a-half trip?
No, meals aren't included, and we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, you know, it's not a set schedule except for dinner. Dinner is usually going to be, you know, he mixes it up. It could be steak. It could be chicken dish. It could be... you know, a number of different things. And then breakfast, just normal breakfast that you'd get on a normal party trip. You got, you know, breakfast plate, breakfast burritos, you know, I'm sure if you
okay,
want
and then lunches, burgers and sandwich or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty open, yeah.
Perfect.
All right,
Tom. All right, hope to see you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him again. This time we're going to talk to Matt, who's calling us from Ramona. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, you know, unfortunately, I've never had the pleasure of fishing with Drew. However, I had plenty of incredible trips this year. I started calling that a few times and then caught the biggest one I caught was 160, a bluefin, and then another at 110 and some smaller ones. So, fortunately, Drew wasn't around, but Gavin did just quite all right.
Congratulations. Those are
That's great, man. Yeah, nice going.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. My one question is, you know, I was down at Colonette earlier in the year, and sometimes you see the current – when you're dropping pretty deep, you know, the jigs kind of get far out. How do they have any success with some of those bigger yo-yo jigs, like any of the PLs or anything, catching some of those yellowtails or just kind of the bigger full-size 7X?
Yeah, I don't remember a time where guys ever fished that big of a jig. So, you know, it might be something to try. I think most of the time the biggest jigs guys are bringing are those full-size 7Xs. So, you know, I haven't seen anybody fish a bigger jig than that. So it might be something to try. You know, the main thing is fishing, you know, the bigger the jig, the more tired you're going to get.
Exactly.
And the quicker you're going to get tired. I mean, it's hard just grinding a 6X Junior, you know, a smaller size one, you know, over and over and over again. And that's what we usually tell the guys in the seminar. If you're not tired or you're not worn out, you're not doing it right. You know, you need to be winding faster.
Yeah.
So, you know, most guys drop it down twice and are done.
It was great. I had limits, but my right shoulder felt like it was going to fall off on the ride home.
Well, that means you were doing it right. You were fishing the right way.
Yeah. A PL68 definitely works. I mean, it's a great jig for getting a bite. It's big profile. It's got a big hook. But, man, you are going to be worn out fishing that PL68.
No doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about the limits on cod and so people understand. If you're on a day-and-a-half trip, and you're fishing Mexican waters, how many yellowtail, how many cod?
Well, you can have 10 fish total.
Total.
So you can have 5 rockfish and 5 yellowtail.
Okay.
And if it's just rockfish, you can have 5 of one species, 5 of another.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, same with lingcod.
So 5 reds, 5 lings, 5...
Yeah. So it's everything down there. I believe what we're targeting at that time is 5.
Wow.
5 yellow, 3 reds, 2 lingcod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So you're going to take some good fish home.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So it works out well.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Jerry? He's calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was calling in to thank you guys because yesterday just got back from Rancho Lindero, took the wife, my kid, and brother and his girl, and we had a fantastic time. John Ireland was such a great guy. We caught my first wahoo and had a tremendous trip. Highly recommend it to everybody.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a beautiful place, huh?
Yeah, we had great weather except that one Wednesday with the winds blowing from the north. Didn't realize how strong they were going to be. But funny story is my brother asked me for the key. I threw it at him and landed on the roof. So if you hear about some knucklehead that threw the key on the roof, that was Jerry from Corona.
You're that knucklehead?
That's a little bit of wind.
That's cool, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get the ladder, and John's asking my brother, why'd you get the ladder?
That's funny.
Well, a little bit windy here.
It was a great time. Highly recommend it. But my question is, I've never done any bottom fishing at all, always chasing yellowtail and stuff. But as far as hooks and weight, what would be the best you recommend it? Because I'd really like to take a day and a half and go out there and catch some bottom fish and some yellowtail.
I mean, you can pretty much just look in your box of whatever you're going to take offshore and bring that with you. I would say as far as lead, you're going to want 8 to 16 ounces. And, you know, hooks, just the same thing you'd fish offshore. I mean, you can, you know,
2-0 hooks.
Yeah, 2-0. You can go up as, you know, 4-0, something like that. I mean, it's not really any – that's the kind of the beauty of what we're doing. You can – bring one setup and be good for the whole day.
And it's fun fishing. It's fun. It's easy fishing. It's you know, there's not a ton to it. You know you're going to come back with a rad load of fish. And if you do get lucky enough to have yellowtail, there's some real excitement in there. And it's just fun, back to basics, cool fishing.
Yeah, it's not, you know, you're not running on schools, dumping bait and
casting,
you know,
poppers.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like that. But I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun with it, you know, so.
So back to the fish and the quality of the fish. You guys have RSW on there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so all the fish are put into the RSW, tagged, and just like long range style.
Yeah, yeah. We don't take gunny sacks. So what we do is we just tag them individually as they come over, and then typically, you know, before we throw them in the hole, we string them up on a stringer and then throw them down that way.
Yeah. Now, if you choose when you come back to have Fisherman's Processing process your fish, can you arrange that with Sean?
You got to ask them.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't know.
Depends on the time of the year.
The time of the year, and you know, I don't know.
They're coming.
You'll have to ask them.
Yeah. Okay. I could tell you for sure. I went and picked up my fish yesterday from Fisherman's Processing. It's so nice the way they
trim
everything out, and you know, you put it out on the table last night, and there's no trimming necessary.
Yeah. No, it definitely comes out nice.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
So that, you know, might be worth investigating.
Yeah.
That's so cool having that fish in the RSW too, because You wouldn't think that everybody thinks about like a big tuna loin from Guadalupe, how important it is to, you know, be bled and spiked and all those things, but you don't realize that the you know, Killer Care, which I know you guys do for all those fish too. It makes a world of difference on rockfish, you know. And I know because I fished with those guys, and every crew member, same thing. Every one of them has a pair of shears, and like every rockfish is bled and then put into RSW. The quality is just, it's outrageous. And rockfish is always good. It's, you know, it's probably some of the best eating fish out there. But you take rockfish that's been in a gunny sack half a day, or rockfish that got caught out of deep water and then bled and then put right into RSW. It's out of this world.
Yeah. Big difference. Hey,
you guys do the really good job with the fish on that boat.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Richard, who's calling us from Monrovia. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Couple questions for you. One, I'm in a quandary. I was going to do a Baja trip for a couple weeks, but have some vehicle issues. Should I jump on the tribute tonight, or wait till I get back from Baja in 2.5 weeks?
Oh, man, strike while the iron's hot, dude. Yeah. Go right now.
What is it, Sunday? It's probably going to be a light load. The guys were getting them the last couple of days. You need to get out there now.
That is a no that is a no doubter answer
Baja
for me,
Baja will
too.
Still be there.
Exactly. I agree.
It's not going to change too much.
No.
Yeah.
And for Drew, I go down to Baja a lot in my kayak and fish shallow water rockfish. Are cow cod legal in Baja, and how deep would you fish them?
Yeah, they are legal to catch down there, and you know, we've caught them in, you know, mostly you're going to catch them in deeper water, but I would say we've caught them as shallow as like 280 feet down there at Colonnette. So you know, you got to be, typically, you know, most people would probably say you got to be pretty deep to catch them, but we've caught them as shallow as that.
There you go.
Okay, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Johnny in Lakeside, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Johnny.
Morning, Johnny.
Yo, Johnny. Yes. Looks like we missed Johnny there.
Johnny.
Is no moss.
Hey, you know what?
Never
thing
trust
I
those guys
to mention,
from Lakeside.
One thing, yeah, for sure. Anyway, one thing I wanted to mention once again for those of you that may have tuned in later in the show, I did finish a video, a YouTube video on our website, hookup1090.com, on our YouTube channel about our Guadalupe Island trip. So check that out. The easiest way to access all of our social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, those are the primary ones we utilize, is on our website, hookup1090.com. Just go to the front page, top right corner, you see all the icons, and subscribe to all of those different social medias, because we try and keep you updated on what's going on, what's happening, and all the good stuff out there on Let's Talk Hookup. And also want to remind you, too, about next Saturday, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
It's going to be a big day. You know, the one thing that we didn't really talk about a ton about in this show was the other thing is the raffle that we have. We have such giant raffle going on. Everybody's been super, super gracious. We have, I mean, just tons of really good stuff. You know, the proceeds go to Friends of Rollo, so everybody has been very willing to support. I mean,
and Tim and Mike are going to be there for the Pick a Box promotion, which is hugely popular. Raises a lot of money for Friends of Rollo to take kids fishing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We got Baker Marines giving us binoculars and trips on all the boats out of Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport Fishing. And, I mean, $100 gift cards to the fuel dock. I mean, like, everything. All the local restaurants, all the local shops, all the local gear. Everything's going to be there. Huge raffle. Money's going to Friends of Rollo. It's going to be an awesome, awesome day. Seminars, killer deals on tackle. Live broadcast.
Live broadcast, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup. So that's coming this coming Saturday. So you want to jump into it. Let's go ahead and try and sneak in one more call, Rick.
All right, you got it. How about we talk to Doug from Montebello. Doug, about 30 seconds left for you. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi, real quick. How hard is it for you to position a boat in? What are you actually looking for?
We're just looking for, you know, fish on the bottom. Is that for rockfish? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just, you know, looking for different, you know, different sort of hard bottom edges and fish. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, real good. Thanks simple a lot as that. For the call this morning. All right, very good. Hey, you know, we have a sweet first-time caller, Jean-Ann from Culver City. Good morning, Jean-Ann. Let's try and sneak you in for about 30 seconds.
Hi, baby. Hi, guys. It's Janine, actually.
Janine, sorry.
But I've been called worse. It's all good. Hey, I noticed that a lot of the folks calling in today were asking about, and you guys have been great too, sharing what's hot right now, what you guys have been catching, and down south. And I was wondering, I used to catch a lot of, was it vermilion rock cod?
Yeah,
is that what it is, like up there by the Channel Islands?
Yeah, yeah, we call reds or vermilions, whatever.
You like eating those?
I love the Vermilions.
Yeah,
I think they're great.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the blue skin, blue flesh, right?
That's a lingcod.
And then when you cook them, they turn opaque?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lingcod or a red. I mean, they're more of a white-fleshed fish, and they're great to eat. We love them. We catch them a lot down there.
But you should go on the Pacific Queen this winter and come down to San Diego and jump on his boat, and you'll see some beautiful Vermilions.
Yeah, we catch some nice ones down there, yeah.
What's the biggest one you've ever seen?
Oh, I want to say probably close to 10 pounds, maybe.
10?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
10-pound red?
Yeah.
That's a big
and
one.
And down there, that's where we see it.
That's a big one. Hey, Jenny, thanks for being a first-time caller with us. Please join us again.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy or girl is going fishing on the Pacific Queen. We're giving away a trip to Colonnade, a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Pacific Queen when we come back. But Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the day and a half trip out of Colonnade on the Pacific Queen, Fisherman's Landing, is going to Don in San Diego. Don, congratulations! You're going to have a great great time on your trip, Dan.
Yeah, indeed, and thank you very much, Captain Drew Carr, Pacific Queen. Thanks for that donation, and thanks for running a great operation that a lot of our listeners are really enjoying. And most of all, thanks a lot for all your great reports through the season.
Thank
to keep
you,
people
Drew.
Informed.
Awesome.
You take the time to do that, and it's very much appreciated, I know, by us as well as our listeners. So thanks for doing
that. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Somebody wants to go on a Colonnade trip in January, February. How do we do that on the Pacific Queen?
You get on our website, pacific-queen.com. You click on the schedule link. You can sign up right there, or you can call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. And just like you guys, we have social media. We post our photos on Facebook, and we've got an Instagram page at Pacific Queen Sport Fishing. So a great way to follow us as well.
Absolutely. Great job. All right. We'll see you around the landing, and we'll see you next Saturday in person. at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. We'll be doing a live broadcast with several great guests down there next Saturday at Tackle Day in San Diego at Fisherman's Landing. And then next Sunday back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain J.J. Garrison, commercial albacore fisherman. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.